Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 246. 246. We've been personalizing Psalm 91. Yes, we've been personalizing it. And I tell you, please do not think that I say these things for myself. For myself. So say it for yourself. You wake up in the morning, oh, I, and then you mention your name, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I have therefore abide. And then you talk and talk and talk. And then you come to verse 10. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Plague means nega. Nega means blow. There will be no blow. Satan, you will not throw any blow on my eyes. You will not throw. And if you feel any pain in your body, any part, you lay hands on it and say, you will not. You will not. No blow is coming here. No blow is coming here. No blow. No blow. And that is the way to behave. Because his word says it, I believe it, it's established. I believe what God says. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to think through, analyze, do all those things that people are. It is not my portion. I do not care. It is not, that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the word. I'm paying attention to the word. Proverbs chapter 4:20 says, my son, pay attention to my words. I'm paying attention to God's word. I'm paying attention. Neither shall any blow come nigh my dwelling. This is my portion. It's no plague is coming near my body. No, you can even use this for your household. No plague is coming near my dwelling. No plague is coming near my house. COVID-19 or COVID-22 or COVID, whatever you are not coming near my house. You are not, my house is out of bounds to sickness, to disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, my children, you, that's the way to do it. This is what God says you should do. And do not rely on experiences. And people say, this happened and that happened. Yes, but not for me. Not for me. I do not accept the report of men and the philosophies of men. I accept the report of God. And this report, I believe. And that report is no longer a report. It is now what has been done. He has achieved it. He has done it. So healing is not even in front of me. Healing is behind me. He healed me. We've said, listen, I've gone into details about this. If you is new to you, then it means that you've not heard what I said. You have to go back into the episodes and begin to listen. Begin to listen. And listen, how many hours do you have in a day? How many hours? 24 hours. And you're just using 5 minutes. Not 5 hours, 5 minutes in a day to listen to this. Why wouldn't I do that? 5 minutes in a day, and 5 minutes in the day takes over, flavors the whole 24 hours for me. I will rather take God by his word, by listening to this word, listening to this word. And if you are you have a sickness that the symptoms begin to come up before the thing happens, you know, a certain aura comes over you before the thing happens, that is when you plug into this episodes and begin to listen all over again. You start from where the healing I spoke about, healing, go to where the episode 200, episode 90 something, episode 50, whatever. You go there, you begin to listen. You listen one after the other. Listen one after the other. Listen what you've downloaded, isn't it? And it drops for you. This is the way to do it. So let me pray for you if you are the one who needs healing. Lay hands right now as I rebuke the sickness. I'm saying to every form of sickness, terminal cancer, I'm speaking to any form of sickness, liver disease, kidney disease. I'm speaking to anything that they say is irreparable, something that the doctors cannot handle any longer. I'm speaking to somebody with trouble in the eye. I'm speaking to somebody with tumor, wherever the tumor is. I'm speaking to somebody who has trouble in the flesh, in the body. I rebuke the sickness. I say, I curse you from the very roots. I curse you from wither and die. Wither and die now in the mighty name of Jesus. And now I speak to this body. And I say to you, by stripes, this body was healed. The blows that were Jesus received on his body was for this body. This very body's sake, he received those blows. And he was made sick with all this body's sicknesses. He was made sick. Isaiah 53 verse 10. Jesus has already paid the price. And that's why 1 Peter 2 says that this body was healed by stripes. We were healed. 1 Peter 2:24, by stripes we were. So this body has already been healed. And therefore I speak healing into this body. I declare, receive your healing, be healed, and to manifest this healing now. The recovery has come now, now, now. It is now, not tomorrow, right now. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Is it done? Say it is done. Bye.